Married at First Sight. Chapter 4287. Elora smiled. Yes, it's about time. This weekend, you have to take my two younger brothers out and take me with you, like we're on a date. She wanted to experience what love felt like. Tatum nodded. All right, it's settled then. No work on the weekends. If it's not urgent, let Tinsley and the others handle it. They need more opportunities to practice. My eldest brother did the same. After he got married, he put his wife first and delegated less important company matters to others. He said if you try to handle everything yourself, you'll burn out. Elora agreed. He's right. I used to take on everything, but now the third, fourth, and even the fifth are capable of helping. I don't need to do it all anymore. I personally promoted the management team, and I trust them completely. They talked all the way back to the company. When they arrived, the employees were surprised to see Tatum dropping off the CEO. But they weren't too shocked. It was obvious anyone with eyes could see that the private chef Elora had hired was incredibly handsome. Spending every day together made it easy for feelings to develop. To them, Elora and Tatum were already a couple. Tatum made coffee for his fiancée before quietly leaving. He never lingered in her office or disturbed her work. He had his own responsibilities preparing ingredients for lunch before returning to the company. By noon, he had a nutritious meal ready for her in the company cafeteria. Just before lunch, Tinsley knocked on her sister's office door. "Sister, are you busy?" she asked. Elora looked up briefly, then back down at her work. "Something wrong?" "Not really. Just wanted to ask. Did you get an answer?" "Yeah." "So, the fiancé Tatum mentioned, is it you?" "Yeah." Tinsley frowned. "That's so strange. You've never met the old lady of the York family before. How did she end up choosing you?" Elora paused, then admitted, "I don't know either. I asked Grandma York, but she wouldn't tell me." Tinsley chuckled. "Well, she has a great eye. She traveled all this way and still picked you. Did you ask if she likes me? Maybe she has another grandson. We could be sisters-in-law." She grinned playfully. Elora laughed. "I didn't think to ask, but I will next time. Though, according to Tatum, none of his brothers are old enough. The seventh and eighth have started working, but they're still young. And the ninth? He's only starting college this fall." Tinsley sighed dramatically. "Forget it. I'm not into younger guys." Elora smirked. "Well, the Johnson family has a few unmarried young masters. Want me to introduce you? You might find one you like." Tinsley laughed. "I was just joking. Don't take it seriously. I'll let fate decide. When the time comes, maybe my husband will find me." She teased Elora and Tatum as she spoke. Elora smiled. "Well, if you ever want to go on a blind date, let me know. The seventh Johnson young master would be a good match for you." But that was for the future. Her own wedding with Tatum was still a ways off. If her family had a hard time accepting her marriage, Tinsley's would be even tougher. For now, she'd let it be. Tinsley changed the subject. "So, when are you and Tatum getting married? Will you hold the ceremony here or in Wiltspoon? Or both? We have too many people here, it wouldn't be fair to make everyone fly to Wiltspoon." Married at First Sight Chapter 4288. Chapter 4288. After thinking it over, Elora said, "We'll have two ceremonies, one in Wiltspoon and one here. I originally planned to wait until I turn 30, but now. I think after autumn. The weather will be just right, not too hot, not too cold. 6 months should be enough time to prepare without feeling rushed." Tinsley nodded in agreement. "Jensberg Hospital. Let me through. I want to see Catherine." I'm her father. Why won't you let me see my own daughter? Holden's voice echoed through the halls as he caused yet another scene. Catherine didn't want to see him. Every time he came, he didn't ask about her recovery. Instead, he begged and pressured her to write a forgiveness letter, one that would lessen the sentences of her three brothers. As if she'd ever do that. Everything that happened had been her plan all along. If they got a lighter sentence, all her efforts would have been in vain. It would be an insult to everything she'd endured. So, she refused to see her father. No matter how much he begged, she remained unmoved. Holden wasn't the only one. Catherine's adoptive mother also came daily, desperate for forgiveness. Her world had collapsed. Her only biological daughter, Shiloh, had died last year, and now her two sons were in prison. The daughters-in-law were useless, doing nothing but crying. They knew the truth. They knew they were guilty. There was no way out of this. All they could do was beg Catherine for leniency. Her adoptive mother pleaded for forgiveness, but Catherine only met with her briefly before asking Pedro to send her away. After that, she refused to see either of them. She wouldn't even see her own father. Why would she see the woman who had caused her so much pain? Her childhood and teenage years had been filled with suffering. The abuse, the neglect, those scars would take a lifetime to heal. How was she supposed to forgive them? They had wanted her dead. Actions had consequences. They were adults who had made their choices. Now, they had to live with them.